This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I've been trying to find a fitting musical intro to play this week in this hour. And I have found none. And I'm going to ask my guests for suggestions for this when we get involved in this. But this is the week of the weaponized woman. And the actual host of this hour is my first guest, and that would be Tatiana Whitlock. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Bill.
And she brings with her a precision shooter of quite the pedigree. And now, was Melissa also on Trigger Time TV at one time?
Yes, yes. She was the host of, co-host of Trigger Time from seasons 2 to 9. So she's done some incredible work with that show and has a lot of amazing material that can be found on YouTube as well as the Trigger Time channels.
So, fellow Trigger Time TV alum, and that is Melissa Gilliland. Welcome back. It's been a while since you and I talked.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, sorry about that.
Not a problem. Now, just so I know, before I let you ladies kick off with this, because I'm going to let you guys go weaponized to your heart's content. If I were looking for a fitting musical intro to throw out there for the week of the weaponized woman, like when I was looking for empowering songs about women, I found Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. That was one that was recommended. I was like, I'll probably see the two of you in a couple of weeks, and I'll be playing that, and then I'll be like, oh, hey, look, it's Bill. Bill, look over there, elephant. And then I'm going to get hit in the head with a bunch of heavy, blunt objects. So.
Well, I can tell you my 9-year-old would love that, but I don't know if that translates to firearms, but Taylor Swift
I don't has either.
Opinions on that.
Yeah. So I don't expect you to have an answer right now. Just mull that over as you guys go along. Tatiana, I turn over the stewardship to you.
Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hey, girl, I'm good tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming on the show. When we were thinking about putting this week together, the people that I know and whose voices I felt really needed to be heard, you were one of the first people on that list, and that's why we've got you here. I met you at A Girl and a Gun. Our paths had crossed prior to just being in the firearms community, but we had a great opportunity to spend some time together and get to know each other at the A Girl and a Gun conference over the past couple of years, and it was a real pleasure to watch Melissa do what she does with the ladies of all skill levels and backgrounds and physical fitness abilities. And just your ability to communicate something you're so passionate about was a real joy to watch. And they just adore you. And that is just, it's just a beautiful thing. So do me a favor, tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you got into precision shooting.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And I have been a big fan of yours. I guess, you know, I sat in one of your classes and you just blew me away with everything you were putting out there for women. And I would highly suggest if anyone ever has the chance to take a class with you, definitely, because I learned a lot just that 30 minutes I was sitting there listening to you yourself. But precision rifle, I've been shooting firearms all my life. I mean, I'm raised in the South, so we all, you know, usually have firearms in our home, but, you know, we're taught at an early age to respect them. Actual competition, my husband, who happens to be Jim Gilliland, he's a former sniper and a record-holding sniper at that. I went with him to a match back in 2012. We were still newlywed at the time, and I just wanted to spend time with him on the range, and not going to lie, I wanted to get a suntan too. It was in May, and we're talking Tennessee, so I went with him to this precision rifle match. It was a team match, and it's where you and your teammate both, you're both on the clock, having to shoot X amount of targets, but there was some physical movement to it as well, and I've always been competitive all my life. I played basketball in high school, and majorette. I'm a band geek. I'll admit, and I loved it. But I went with him to it, and there was only two other women that were shooting. And at the time, I thought, everybody was asking me, where's your rifle? Where's your rifle? Everyone was very nice and so sweet. And I didn't realize, a civilian could just go out and shoot these type matches. I thought it was just military or, law enforcement type matches. But I enjoyed it. It intrigued me that, they were behind this rifle dialing elevation and, having this tiny little bullet hit, 8 and 10 inch targets at 800 and 1,000 yards out. It was just, there was something fascinating about that. So after that match, I told my husband, I was like, how about you kind of show me how to do that? And he took me out to the range and, we were plinking stuff at 300 yards and it was a lot of fun. He was like, hey, later this year, let's do a team match together. So I shot my first team match in 2012 with a 308. But, like I said, I fell in love with it. Hearing those impacts when you're shooting at distance, there's something, I don't know, it's hard to explain. There's like just a fire that lights up inside you and you just want more of it. So that was my first real start. So after that match, I, got out some of his Army sniper manuals, started reading through them, started to train a little bit and apply what I was reading in the books to competitions. And 2013 was my first full year going into precision rifle. And I joined the PRS, which is the Precision Rifle Series, in 2014. And I haven't looked back since. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it. And I love sharing it with everybody, too.
And that comes across so clearly when you've got a group of people. Now, you teach through your own training consulting company. Is that correct?
It is. My husband and I, we've got a training company called Shadow Six Consulting. Now, he does a lot more classes than I do. But now he goes all over the U.S., training. He also does carbine as well as long range. But I want to say his expertise definitely is the long range portion. But we do train all over. And, the past couple of years, I've been asked to, one, A Girl and a Gun, their national conference. I was asked to come and instruct the long range portion there. And I tell you, that first year out there, my best friend and I, Candace Warner, we combined our classes together. But just seeing the excitement on some of those ladies' faces, when we were only able to shoot out to 600, but oh my gosh, they were so excited. And I get more joy seeing how excited people are when they're hitting and they're jumping up and down and wiggling. And it's really a joy to watch. But anyway, and I've done a few more long range ladies' classes this past year. Like up at Frontline Defense up in North Carolina, places like that. So it's really a joy to do.
Well, I think it is fantastic. And you compete on a regular basis. You're very, very active in the competition sphere. And Bill, do you have any questions about that in specific? Because you and I have bounced that around a couple of times, and your brain was just exploding about the whole PRS movement in this country.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that in the next segment, I think. Although there are two questions I actually want to ask. I would also like to – now, I'm familiar with – isn't Jim a sergeant major, or he was?
No. No, sir. He retired as a master sergeant.
Okay. Okay. One pay grade down. But, I'm interested to know how the two of you take – the precision part of it and apply it to your day to day. I'm sure you carry a concealed weapon, but we're coming up on the first break. And, when we get back, more of the Week of the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Melissa Gilliland. And, you can find Tatiana at TatianaWhitlock.com. And I believe Melissa is at Little Missy, Life of Little Missy. Is that right?
The Life of Missy.com.
The Life of Missy.com. And I had it written down somewhere and just didn't have it in front of me. But we'll be right back. Cue the bump. Somebody? Anybody? Uh-oh, we're supposed to be in the break, going in the break.
Oh, shake it off. Just shake it off.
Yeah. We're going to start singing them. It might not be pretty.
Should it? That's right.
I'm almost certain we're in break and I don't hear the automation going off. I'm thinking we are in break anyway. I'm hoping we're in break. So anyway, let me double check this. I'll be right back. You ladies just stand by. We'll be coming back in about 3.5 minutes.
Excellent. Missy, you still there?
Oh yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we're still on or not, but let's just assume that we're still on at some point. So are you going to be joining us at A Girl and a Gun this year?
Yes, I am. I've confirmed with Robin. She hit me up the other day asking, she goes, you do have us on schedule, right? I was like, oh, absolutely. So yes, I'll be back for that for sure.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty great year. I mean, every year we've been a part of it, it just keeps getting better. They keep getting more organized. The people they're bringing out are fantastic. And, you know, just the whole program, it's been wild to watch it evolve, you know, from the first year to think this is going to be my fifth year being a part of it.
Oh,
and it's it's been amazing. Fourth or fifth year, something like that. And I got to tell you, it just keeps getting better every single time, it's a wonderful thing to watch. And the other cool thing.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. You count that minute and a half that towards the end there is a bonus if you heard that. My guest, this is the week of the weaponized woman, and my guest this evening as the guest host is Tatiana Whitlock, and her guest is Melissa Gilliland, And I had asked you, Melissa, before, how your precision weapon training, how does that translate as far as, do you and Jim carry a weapon concealed on a daily basis?
We do, yes, sir. I think if you're, you know, trying to, I guess, like, for everyday carry and trying to carry something over from long range, from obviously we shoot very long ranges, but I think what I take most from it and apply every day is the critical thinking part of it. You know, we're on stages where they're 90 seconds long. It's not how fast you run through a stage. It's how many targets you get hit within that stage, but there's a lot of critical thinking going on through it. You've got to watch the wind and the environment. And I think if you're, you know, in a bad part of town or something, I mean, you've got to obviously be vigilant, you know, and really watch your surroundings. So I think, you know, going from long range to everyday type, that's one major thing I definitely carry over from that to, you know, just everyday living.
Now, I don't know if Tatiana told you this or not, but one of the fears I had during the 80s when I was in the military was they told us in Europe that if we were killed long range, it would probably be by a female Soviet sniper. They told us that the females were chosen as snipers because they were steadier, better breathing, and more deliberate. And whenever I hear about a female precision shooter, of course, I get a little nervous.
I'm pretty harmless.
Well.
So, like, if you're at SHOT Show, if you're at SHOT Show and Tatiana comes up to introduce you to me and I go, ha, 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 no offense at it. I'm just having a little flashback to the 80s.
Oh.
You know, it was during the time of, just think of the time during Miami Vice. That was when it was still new. So I will turn this back over to you, Tatiana. You please continue on. I'll just be standing by, making sure that we hit it right.
Awesome. Sounds good. When it comes to the precision PRS, you were named by the NRA Shooting Sports as one of the top 50 women in competitive shooting this past year in 2017. That's pretty awesome. I mean, there's not a ton of women in PRS, but there are a lot of competitive women within that field. So, I mean, I know you, it didn't surprise me, but what was that all about? How did that work out for you?
Honestly, I was pretty surprised myself. You know, I work for my 40-hour week job's Armageddon Gear, and Tom Fuller, the owner, he also shoots precision rifle, and I didn't even know there was such a thing out there until he hollered at me, and I went into his office, and he was like, "Oh, you just got named one of the top 50 women," and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And I was like, "How did I hear that?" You know, maybe staying humble is a good thing, but I was like, well, how the heck did I do that? You know, but I think it's, you know, I've got a pretty good following on Facebook. And I just started, you know, messing around with Instagram and stuff. But I think, you know, just getting out there and putting yourself out there and, you know, I have posted videos and everything. I was just a surprise, you know. I don't know how to answer that.
Well, you know, I kind of put you on the spot with a funny one, but the point that I want to make is that, I mean, to make that list with the NRA Shooting Sports is a pretty significant thing, and it's a testament to the fact that you are just an elegant, well-spoken professional. And to see women of that ilk who also happen to be extremely talented and represent the shooting sports and the Second Amendment community so beautifully, that is a pretty incredible list of American women to be a part of. And so it didn't surprise me to see you on that list at all, but it's a pretty cool thing to have on your portfolio and your resume of work. And I also think it's a great way for people to be introduced to that list of great competitive women. That list is made up of some pretty extraordinary individuals. Now, when it comes to the education side of the house, you do a lot of work with your own classes and the Girl in a Gun program. But I also look at PRS as an incredible opportunity to get more young girls involved, especially in the fact that it is so it's heavy in math. And that is one of the things that, as a mother of a little girl, I would love to see her involved in more math and science. And I look at the shooting sports and I see PRS as an opportunity to get girls more involved in something that's going to help bolster those skills, because that's something we see nationwide is kind of a deficit. And the more we can, the better. Do you see young girls getting interested in PRS at all?
Absolutely. Every year there is a match. My rifle sponsor, George Gardner, puts one on every year called the Gap Grind Pro-Am. And this past year, now, last year I was introduced to a young girl, age of 9. Her name's Mary Beth Olson, and she's been shooting. She started out, doing 22 matches and then got into precision rifle with her dad. But now I was amazing. George told me, like, look, you've got a 9-year-old for your teammate this year. I was pretty excited about it, because that's really what the Pro-Am is all about. It's just the pro showing, you know, an amateur shooter, hey, here's the ropes of the game, and getting their interest and, you know, getting them involved with it. But this year, there were two young girls. Mary Beth came back, and there was another young girl. We are seeing more and more, not only young girls, but young boys getting involved. I mean, I've been out there on the range with 13 and 14-year-old boys, you know, coming out and getting more involved. But, you know, that's the thing about this precision rifle sport is, when I first started shooting, I was, gosh, you can count on one hand how many of us women were out there shooting nationwide these long range matches. Now it's, you know, you can go to a match now and there's anywhere from, you know, 5 to 12 women shooting, which is very, very encouraging. But there's a, like I said, going back to the young girls, there's a lot of young girls, you know, getting involved. I get hit up on Facebook a lot, by a lot of, like 13, 14 year olds and some younger than that, asking, you know, how can I get involved? What can I do? And it's exciting to see, you know, their interest in them getting out there, and their parents. I mean, my gosh, I mean, the parents have got to be applauded for that too, you know, for, you know, helping them, you know, get to their passion, you know. And a lot of girls, they love long range shooting, you know.
It's addicting. I got a little taste of it.
It really is.
It's totally addicting. And wow. I mean, precision rifle is a completely different world from the stuff that I have been exposed to. And the one little snippet I got, I was like, oh, this could become a problem. A really good one.
Yeah.
After SHOT Show, I have Savage T110 Storm coming, because I'm going to start my foray into precision shooting after SHOT Show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that when we get back. This is the Week of the Weaponized Woman, brought to you exclusively by Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Lock and Load. Still thinking about that song and the fact that it recommended Shake It Off. Anyway, this is the week of the weaponized woman. My guest host is Tatiana Whitlock, who is a shooter all her own. And her guest is Melissa Gilliland, who is a shooter all her own as well. But I want to ask you a question, Melissa. When I start this, my foray out there, I already have a 308. I have a scout rifle in 308. And I like 308. But what caliber would you recommend I start with? It's being suggested to me that I go with 6.5 Creedmoor.
Yeah, that's going to be your probably the most common caliber out there now, out in the long range shooting world. That's going to probably be the most common one, as well as now I shoot a 6 Creedmoor, a 6 millimeter right. Creedmoor. But with a 6.5, I mean, you're able to find some good, you know, box factory ammo for that. Federal Premium makes a really good, 6.5 with Berger bullet. Which is, I mean, I had that at my training course last year out at a gun and a girl, and just the, you know, I mean, it is just, I can't explain it. It's really good. Good stuff out there.
But now, Melissa, you're a television presenter. I mean,
what do I do with my hands? No, that was a joke. As far as the box ammo goes, and going with a 6.5, it is a lot easier to get into the precision rifle shooting that way. Now, in the PRS, they have three different categories. You've got the production class, which is your rifle, your your optic, everything has to be, it's either 3,000 or 4,000 MSRP. Can't be any more than that. And that's production
right.
class. And then you've got tactical, which is the 223s and the 308. And that's, you know, in that class, everything, you know, it's even. Because then when you get over to the open class, then you've got your 6mm Creedmoors, your 6.5 Creedmoors. But getting into it, definitely, to be competitive, I would go with 6.5 Creedmoor on that.
Hmm. Now, I'm just curious, because both of you have been on TV, and you made the joke about what do you do with your hands. It used to be that the thing with the tactical people used to be to stand with their arms at 90-degree angles and their hands clasped in front of their solar plexus, and they would bounce back and forth. I saw all these guys, all these tactical guys, Chris Costa, Travis Haley, all these guys doing this, and I was like, what is wrong with these people? Can't they just talk with... Anyway...
I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. I can't help it. It's just the thing. So my hands are always doing something. I couldn't tell you what that is.
Well, as long as it's something other than you bouncing your hands in front of your solar plexus, I don't care. Anyway, that was just an observation.
That's listening that watches, they're never going to be able to unsee that. It's something you'll see from here on out.
Everybody,
let's stay talking about gear, because we can totally nerd out about gear.
Let's talk about gear. You guys talk about gear.
Your favorite rifle setup right now. Tell me all the pieces and parts and why you love them.
Well, my precision rifle that I shoot in competition, I shoot, it's a GA Precision. It's a custom-built 6mm Creedmoor. It has the Bartline barrel on it. I've got an APA brake. I believe it's the Little Bastard brake that I've got on it. I also have a Timney trigger as well as, now my action is the GA Templar V2. And then the optics that I run is, you know, obviously a Bushnell. I run the Bushnell Elite XRS, and it's a 4.5-30 optic. The gear that is definitely a must when you're shooting long range, you're going to want a good rear bag. I use Armageddon Gear Python. You want to sling because you're going to have some stages where you're going to have to sling up. And what I mean by that is you're going to have to, every now and then you'll get on a stage where it's standing, offhand standing, sitting, kneeling, and prone. And when you're in the kneeling position, the slings, you know, are just utmost important, and as well as shooting off barricades. And then you want a good, a game changer. Now the game changer, came on the market probably about 3 years ago. And, last year, Clifton Reeser partnered up with Armageddon Gear, and now we have two different types of game changers, which they both work extremely well. But that is a definite must bag to have out there, as well as a fat bag. And the fat bag, I use the large because when you're shooting off a barricade and you're like more in a kneeling type position, you're able to fill the gap between your elbow and your knee with the fat bag. So there are, you know, some must have bags and gear and shooting long range that you're really going to need out there.
So that was all Greek to me, but now I want one of everything because you made it sound so delicious. Now I want one. Yes. Can we make that the list? And for those who aren't quite into precision rifle yet, they're going to want to know, what do you carry concealed? What is your carry gun of choice?
My carry gun of choice is a Glock 43.
Why?
And I carry in... I like the slimline shape. It's a 9mm. I feel more comfortable with the 9mm. But the reason why I chose the 43 is because, you know, during the summertime, I like to wear dresses. I've got a can-can concealment holster that I can put on my thigh and stick that little baby in there. Or, you know, every day when I'm small framed, so I like to carry inside the waist. And I've got a crossbreed holster that I use for that. But that's just my go-to choice because it's versatile for me, you know.
And that's, you know, I agree completely with what you just said. And it's one of my carry guns as well. If I'm not carrying a 1911, because I have this incredible love for those, I can't help myself. They're just so pretty. I do have an Agency Arms 43 that they did. And for all of the things you just said, that's absolutely why I love it. It's totally versatile, and it's multi-seasonal gun. And you can you can dress around that so easy. So
right.
easy. What is gym carry? Because I know people are going to ask that question next.
Oh, my gosh. That man, he shot. he doesn't carry the same thing every day, Tatiana.
Yeah, I have one that does that too.
Gosh, I'm trying to think what I saw on his hip the other day when he was walking. Because I remember thinking, where's the big old gun? I want to say a 45. I mean, he loves his, the 1911. He's got a few of those. But now, I mean, I've seen him with a 19 on his hip. I guess it depends on the mood that man's in.
That makes sense.
Well, he's going to accomplish that day.
It's kind of a fashion statement. We all have them. The guys do too.
Yes.
You know, why not?
When we get back, now, when we come back from the next break, I want to ask about concealed carry with ladies. We didn't do this last night with and I want to do this. It's all based off of that bag you were wearing last at the NRA meetup. I saw Tatiana. She's wearing this bag that looks sort of Western, but at the same time, it sort of looks like a tactical drop leg holster, except it's a bag, and I just knew there was a gun in there. I mean, it might look sassy and everything, but hey, I knew there was a gun in there. So, but that's what I want to talk about when we get back. But this is the week of the weaponized woman, and what we're bringing is women from a varied range of disciplines out there. You got the tactical, you got the precision, you've got the competition. Tomorrow we're going to have a writer. We're going to have a writer on there that I have read her work. You've heard her work here if you've been listening to me for any amount of time. The other two ladies, the other three ladies are sort of a mystery to me. I don't know what they are. But I'm looking forward to that, too. I can't imagine what they're going to be because the gun industry is big and wide open. But the Week of the Weaponized Woman, this is sort of homage to the fact that I think the Second Amendment and gun rights get saved by women and guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Lock and Load. And this is also the week of the weaponized woman. And I have a couple of them here with me. My guest host is Tatiana Whitlock, or as I call her, Bruce Lee. And my her guest is Melissa Gilliland, who you'll hear, well, I guess you would be felt before you were heard, wouldn't you? It'd just be a little spap and then a little darkness and it's all over with. So.
Well, that's an endorsement.
Yeah.
Scary.
Hey, look.
On a lighter note.
Yeah. Let's talk about, I've always been fascinated by this because, when I met Tatiana was dressed to go out and I'm almost certain she was carrying a gun. Couldn't tell where she was carrying a gun because I've made it sort of a thing to be able to tell that kind of thing. You ladies are quite ingenious with the various ways you'll carry a gun. Will you share some of that with me? Because I've got an inside the waistband and an outside the waistband, and that's it.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing. And you touched on one of the options that is out there, and the bag that you were referring to is the U-Koala bag.
Yes.
And it is a pretty brilliant little pack that can be worn, you know, cross-body, like a normal cross-body purse, or the strap can be cinched down to go around your waist. And at the bottom of this kind of rectangular-shaped pack, there's two other clips that allow for a secondary strap to secure it around your thigh as the bag drapes past your waistline. And that allows you the equivalent of a drop-leg holster. And there's some wonderful pockets. They come in multiple fabrics. You know, the options are fantastic. And I think one of the beautiful things about it is it does kind of look unique, but it doesn't scream, I'm a gun person. You know, we start recognizing fanny packs as gun people or just out-of-date accountants. And, you know, this bag doesn't scream any particular thing other than, well, that's kind of cool and hip and trendy looking. And it's incredibly useful and versatile. And I've really enjoyed mine because it gives you a complete concealment holster without having to change your apparel or attire. But Missy, I think the class that you sat in on was about concealed carry at a girl and a gun.
It was, yep.
And we talked about some crazy stuff, but the point that I like to drive home is that women are so good at carrying concealed, they don't even know it because everybody tells them it's hard. But in reality, we are masters, absolute masters at urban camouflage. We know how to dress to conceal any lump, bump, accentuate any feature. We know how to do this stuff. And just because we put a gun on really doesn't change the game all that much. So we have to reintroduce to that.
How do you do it with a dress, though?
Well, I particularly love, it's a little holster called a can-can holster. And it looks like a garter. So, like, if I were to lift up my little skirt a little bit, you saw a little lace coming down, you'd be like, wow, that girl, she's rocking it. There's a gun under there. So, but you're able, yeah, I mean, that little holster is, it's amazing. I mean, it wraps around your leg and it, you're able to, like my Glock 43, for instance, I mean, it is snug as a bug in there. And so if you're in an unforeseen situation, I mean, you know, you're able to get to it quick, you know.
See, I've asked this question before, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Filster before. It's a holster company. They started out making concealment holsters, and I asked the young lady how she concealed an address, and she was taking jeans shorts and chopping them beyond the point of being Daisy Dukes, and then just wearing inside the waistband with that under the dress. Which I don't know how that would work with the lines of a dress. I mean, most of the ladies that I know that are carrying guns, when I'm looking at them, they don't look like they have on denim shorts underneath their dress. I just find it's really, you know, it started out being for us, for guys, and shoulder holster, waist holster. That's about it. If you want to get crazy, you can go with the ankle holster, which then you got to bend over. I don't even like doing that. So, The industry is really embracing women now, isn't it, as far as designing the gun, like the Glock 43, perfect carry gun that'll work small enough to work with that holster, the can-can holster. How much further can it go for you ladies?
Well, you know, I think that the more smart gear that evolves, and when I say that, I mean making something pink and purple doesn't necessarily make it for a woman. You know, making products that are lightweight doesn't necessarily make that for women. There's millions of lightweight options out there. I think the direction and the future of concealment for women, as far as products go, there's only so many more advancements I think we need in firearms. I think the more options we have, the better, because they'll suit more diverse group of people coming in, and they have more to choose from. But I think accessibility, you mentioned Hugh Koala. I think it's a fantastic product because it allows accessibility without having to alter too much of a person's wardrobe. And I think the more options we have that are intelligent off-body carry options, and there's a soapbox that I'll get on at a different time about off-body carry, that tends to be the direction that most new women shooters and concealment start. And then options to adopt to a beltless carry environment, because, again, there are a lot of women who resist joining the concealed carry community on a daily basis because they're hesitant to wear a belt that adds bulk to their waist and can be uncomfortable. So more point-of-entry products, I think, would be fantastic. And I'm seeing a number of companies lean in that direction, and they're starting to come out with some great solutions.
How many people, Melissa, start out as a concealed carrier, and then they see somebody like you, and they see you excelling at it, and they say, I want to try what she's doing? It's really just carrying a gun or competing in a gun, that's really sort of like a gateway drug, isn't it, for people, for ladies?
I believe so. I mean, I think so. I mean, when I first got into shooting myself, and when I'm teaching classes too, you know, just the mechanics of a firearm, you know, I mean, pistols and, you know, the rifles have triggers. I mean, the mechanics of it is just, you're not only learning, like for me, a sport on a rifle, you know, I teach some basic pistol courses. I mean, you're also learning to defend yourself, you know, in unforeseen situations. I mean, I started out as a concealed carry carrier myself and got into precision rifle. And I think that, you know, the two definitely could go hand in hand. And it's just, I think it's the empowerment too. You know, for a woman starting out, you know, being able to, you know, manipulate a firearm. Because there's so many women out there that I hear that's like, they scare me. There's, you know, that just scares me when it goes bang, you know. And I think it's more getting behind it and getting more practice behind it, getting more comfortable with it. And then they feel more empowered with it, you know. So, I, I hope that answers that question.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean,
Yeah.
You were talking about your little girl teammate, and little girls are getting into the three gun thing, aren't they? And they're doing pretty good, aren't they?
In precision rifles, they are. Yes, sir.
What about the?
I don't
compete for
that.
Okay.
I just do long range. I'm sorry.
Understand.
She's got her thing, and she's really good at it. Yeah. I think another thing that's really helpful, Melissa, is to see more people like yourself being brand ambassadors for some really high-quality and high-profile brands, because the more young girls and the more women across the country see examples of what can be and role models, it's definitely making entrances to bringing women to the range. And I know that you're sponsored by a couple of fantastic companies and some companies that have been supporters of this show. Tell us a little bit about who they are real quick.
Obviously I shoot for a GA Precision, built my custom rifle. Now I'm an ambassador for Bushnell Tactical, Hoppy's 9, RCBS, and Federal Premium. I just brought on Federal Premium this past year, and RCBS, now I load all my own reload for my competition rifle. I do have a 223 trainer that's built just like my comp rifle, and so I do shoot it's the Federal Premium 73 grain Burger Bullets, who also I shoot for, as well as Armageddon Gear and XGO. XGO is a base layer clothing on that. But Vista Outdoor, the Bushnell, Hoppy Sign, RCBS, and Federal Premium, and they have really, I think, helped propelled women out there, you know, like giving me a mouthpiece and a platform to stand on, you know, and talk about the precision rifle. There's a lot of people that, you know, follow them on all their social medias as well as, you know, being at SHOT Show and all right. But that's great.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Tomorrow night will be me and Tatiana and Jin Jack Quay. The Week of the Weaponized Women will continue. Thank you for joining me, ladies.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.